The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hello.
Oh, hey! Welcome to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
A great source for your favorite Métis and Aboriginal artists.
We are here in the heart of downtown at the University of Winnipeg.
And now, your host. Yes, good morning.
Here we go.
And welcome to the Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Tony. Sitting across from me, of course, is the two hosts with the most. We got Jesse James and Dylan Dushark in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
How's
good
it going?
Morning.
Hey,
good morning.
How's it going, boys? Let's shake it. Looking at the Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg. This is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Ooh. Thank you very much for joining us. Land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji, Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, of course. Homeland of the Red River, Métis. Thanks for joining us today. Terrific vibe going on in the studio right
absolutely,
now.
Man, yeah. Absolutely,
all right, everyone showed up fresh. Fresh, so clean.
Yeah.
Everyone had a great weekend so far until, you know, well, there's only one way to go, though. I think we learned that pretty quick. And we're going to have a hell of a show for everyone.
Absolutely, man. We have a fantastic show for you guys this morning. We're going to be playing a little bit of Neon Dreams. Jesse discovered this duo group.
Yep. Found him busking around the old LC the other day.
Absolutely, man. And he just decided to check him out while he was sitting on the can. Threw him on Spotify, and he dug him. So we'll play a little bit of their brand new 2024 album, The Good, The True, and The Beautiful. Which sounds like a daytime soap opera show.
Yeah. I like it.
It's not a stretch, man.
Yeah. Stretching.
Stretch. Anyways,
so we'll get into a little bit of them, also a little bit of a bio on them. I found some articles on them, which is nice to, you know, when you find some, when we play some of the artists on this show. Sometimes, you know, the artists don't even have a Wikipedia or even a web page of some sort.
A GeoCities.
Ooh.
Or an Asian Avenue.
It is.
A Bebo Hotel. Like, they don't even have any of that stuff, man. You know what I mean?
Asian Avenue, though.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Let's go.
I wasn't even a part of Tech Block, and I was still a part of that.
I still knew about that.
You know?
Yeah, so Cecil Rhodes a little bit.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, man.
A little Cecil Rhodes action.
So play a little bit of Neon Dreams, and then we'll also hit you with some of the tracks we've been digging over these past few weeks, because as you can tell, we've been off and on in the show and everything, and just enjoying summer, enjoying our lives.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So
Life
is good, man.
We're being dads now.
Yeah.
This is good,
It's not an easy gig.
No.
You know?
No.
I don't know why I signed up for it, but hey, we're here.
We're here.
I made my bed.
Yeah, that's right. Now laying it.
So we'll get into a little bit of, there's some new champions within the hockey world and the NBA world.
Man, oh man, it's been a minute. You're absolutely right. It's been a lot going on. And we'll update everyone on what's been happening.
Absolutely,
lately, you know?
Man.
There's champions like that hot dog eating championship even happen yet?
No? I think that's July 4th.
Oh, that's coming up. That makes
a
lot more sense.
Yep.
We're gonna let everyone know what's going on because there's a lot of drama behind that. Thing,
oh
right?
Man,
don't
if you
get
don't
us
know,
started.
Jesse
but we're
is
gonna
all
get
over
started.
That, man. Holy,
that's
moly.
True. That's true.
He's all over that. Then we'll. Speaking of hot dog eating contests, we're going to get into a little bit of whether you like it or not later on in the show.
All right.
And it's going to get, prepare to be stuffed. That's all I can say. So
with information.
With information, of course.
Yeah, about the weather. Yeah.
And then we'll,
a lot of information.
Then we'll talk a little, some. We haven't been here in a long time for the past, I guess, probably 6 or 7 years with the Bombers. They're not doing good.
No, not good at all. Yeah. But we could say this for about another three weeks. Yeah. It's a long season.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're playing like butt, if you ask me. I'm not even watching these things.
Yeah.
I'm not even a fan. I say we should fold this team, start a new team, because you know what?
Move them to Steinbeck.
You know, like. New teams are all the rage right now. You got Utah.
Yeah.
Just drafted their first player not too long ago. The Utah hockey team. Club. Hockey club. That's
they don't even
right?
have a name yet.
Yeah, they're not even there yet. And I heard they got booed out of the place, too.
Then, of course, Toronto got their new WNBA team.
Oh, yeah, right.
So,
hey, all the rage right now, dude. Rage, new teams. Man. Yeah, there's a lot of drafts that just recently happened, too. I'm not a big NHL guy in terms of the draft, but are you big on... Do you watch these prospects at
I did.
All,
I don't watch any of the prospects, and I didn't mainly just know, like, the top three names or whatever.
Yeah, that's the one huge, TSN right? will throw around all the time, right?
Yeah,
Macklin Celebrini is, like, the big one.
Celebrini, yeah. That's what I was like, what is Celebrini. It? Some sort of... vegetable, right?
That sounds delicious, you know? A pasta.
Celebrini!
Yeah, celebrini noodles. And,
you know? So, yeah, maybe we'll talk a little bit about some of the drafts that went on. Even, like, man, the NBA draft happened, too, this past
week. There's two guys I know.
And literally, I looked at that
Bronny James.
Yeah, dude, and he's like a second rounder, you know what I mean?
Zach Edey. We'll talk more about that, though. That's got some drama behind it, too, right?
We'll talk a little bit about that. All I gotta say is I got... the draft class of the year 2000 vibes from looking at that list, man. Just bums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
Who? It's a who's who?
It's a who's like, who. That's exactly it, dude.
Who?
Awesome. You know what awesome. I mean? Edie, buddy.
Edie. I got Edie, though.
All right. Let's hop into these first couple tracks here from our featured artists of the show, Neon Dreams. And just to let everyone know, straight from their Wikipedia page, it says that they're an alt pop.
Excellent.
Yeah, alt pop group. So definitely hear some laser sounds.
The screen's alt pop right there.
Yeah. Rawr, just like.
What's that, a dinosaur?
That was their first single.
Neon Dreams.
All right, Neon Dreams, the good, the true, and the beautiful. This is Big Ocean here on CKW 95.9.
Turn it off.
Am I useless? Am I heartless? Would you love me regardless? Are you out there? Are you right here beside me? Is life fair? Is it meaning? Is my hairline receding? Are you out there? Cause it's so hard to find you. Tell me where were you? I'm just a raindrop coasting, trying to find my way back to the ocean. Tell me where were you? Is this karma? Is hell made of lava? If you're right here, would you help out and guide me? Am I reaching a new limit? Watch liquor called spirits. Does it make it much harder to find me? Tell me where were you? I'm just a raindrop coasting, find my way back to the ocean. Tell me where were you? I'm just a little boat rowing out here in the big ocean. Tell me where were you? All I needed was a call. Said I'm good at breaking promises. It's all up, we just don't know how to harness it. Doctor says you can be a hero, you can conquer it, but all that pride will get you swallowed by a big fish. I pray, I cry, I laughed, I tried to give hope, to give life. What you wanna know? Who am I? My name is Jonah. I got a call and I didn't show up. Run away from the light that God had made. So who am I? My name is Jonah. Spent my whole life trying to pay attention. My therapist said this world is my invention. Sleep tight, ignorance is bliss. But don't get caught in the belly of the big fish. I prayed, I cried, I laughed, I tried to give hope, to give life. What you wanna know? Who am I? My name is Jonah. Got a call and I didn't show up. I ran away from the light that God had made. So who am I? My name is Jonah. All you gotta ask is who am I? Yeah, who am I? Safely in my bedroom, couple posters and a street view. You tell me what I can't do, but that's just fine, I don't want to. Dancing in the dark, just me and Linkin Park. I don't want to cry on my own. I won't take off my headphones. I know the music is therapeutic. You know what it feels like to bring a sunflower to a gunfight. Zelda on your last life.
Hey, how you feel?
I feel alright. A BG staying alive. 127 hours scared of heights. You know love conquers.
Right.
So I found the kryptonite in heaviest chains. The tidal waves are pulling me down, but I'm breaking away.
For this next fight, man.
I think they are. Have a little faith.
Okay. Hey. Na, 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 na. Let the rhythm soothe your soul and let your heart beat turn to gold. With all that love, with all that love, the art of letting go. Let the rhythm soothe your soul and let the kick drum turn your gold.
distraction. I try to dream you be talking about factions. Try to tell me who I was with my black skin. Well, I say a god, you say I'm not. I come from a star, seek to spread love. Mama said, embrace the pain or take the medicine. Take a breath, smoke a cigarette, yeah. When I didn't know about the law of attraction, when my room was a floor in the mattress, my mind stayed up in the mansion. Now I see a god, you say I'm not. I come from a star, see if they spread love. Mama said, embrace the pain, don't take the medicine. Take a breath, smoke a cigarette, yeah.
Everything gonna be just fine, yeah. Everything gonna be alright. Everything gonna be just.
You ain't gotta say.
your energy. The recipe, casually committing felonies. Love is the new wave, not your enemy. You're telling me I was down, I was broken, I was drunk, I was mad. Life cheated on me, so I cheated back. This is how it feels when it all comes back. You know I'm calm. Line, had to bump tunes just to get by. Each way was a landslide. Started to rack up a ship. Went straight flip mode after we bumped 50 song. Yeah, we made a pact though. We honored it every day. Young boys trying to get rich. We saw it all, yeah, we went and saw it. Young boys trying to get it. Maybe there's a better way, but they took your life and ran. Oh, I'm proud that you got your wings. No, I'll try to find some peace. Yeah, we were broke, but we had a dream. Before I die, leave a masterpiece. I'm looking up cause your world's away. I wish you knew about the world today. I hope your mom's okay and your little sister got good grace. Cause after service, man, I couldn't even stare at your face. Ooh. To be real, I try to blame God. We got free will, this life is on us. And in the hood, when you're gone, you're gone. So my brothers out here so goddamn lost. Oh, I'm proud that you got your wings. No, I'll try to find some peace. You got your ways. No, I'll try to find some peace. We were broke, but we had a dream. Before I die, leave a masterpiece. I'm proud.
Oh, Oh, yes. Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. We've been playing a little bit of Neon Dreams with their brand new album that just released on Summer Day, by the way. So it's the Summer Equinox.
Summer Day.
June 21st of this year with The Good, The True, and The Beautiful. And that was definitely a chair in the background. The tracks that we heard from the top was Big Ocean.
Sound like the Jaws song starting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a foghorn in the background.
That's yeah, that's...
Foghorn, leghorn.
Why does it stink, though?
I tell you what.
It smells like blood.
Smells like a mushroom plant.
we played Big Ocean, which is what they're trying to tell us, that the ocean is warming up, but hey, it's not.
It's not.
Big Ocean is telling us that.
And after who's that, behind Big Ocean, though, you know?
And then we
Frank
played...
Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
I knew
CEO
it.
Of Big Ocean, buddy. Then we play a little bit of a track called Jonah, The Art of Letting Go, Long Way From Home, You Ain't Gotta Say Much, and Masterpiece was that track that we just last heard. And definitely the way I thought that they were going to sound.
They alt don't, pop. They, you thought alt pop had a kind of a sound.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
were you saying?
I thought it had like lasers and stuff in there.
Yeah, phasers. You know,
I don't know why I thought like Skrillex or something.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Skrillex, like, yeah. you know, like more of like a synth type. Yeah, man, synth type of sound. But yeah, do that again, bro. Do that again. Yeah, man, we could probably do something with that. Man, you know?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious how we have no idea what alt pop means.
Yeah.
Tried to kick it off.
We just threw that and just hoped it stuck to the wall and nothing happened.
We just dropped a banger like before the track.
Yeah, we did, yeah. dude.
Before we played the actual music, we played like we hit a banger, man.
The phones are going off like
we
crazy.
We were
crazy,
starting man. Our own genre.
Yes, almost, man.
Thank you. You know? Alternative
dumb pop. Like,
dumb
alt pop.
Dumb alt pop. All right, Neon Dreams. This is from the Wikipedia page, which I'm glad that they have. Neon Dreams is a Canadian alt pop duo. Consisting of vocalist Frank Cadillac. Just a cool name.
Come
man.
On. That Frank is, Cadillac.
That's a lie,
Frank
dude.
Frank Cadillac, man.
My that's word.
Cool name.
That's man. Cool.
And then drummer Adrian Morris. Named after the great city of Morris, Manitoba.
Oh.
About like 40 minutes south
I'm trying
of
to jazz head. That up. Yeah. They He's write, a bum, all right?
they write and produce their own music with longtime collaborator Corey LaRue. They defy... genre pigeonholing, okay, as they draw freely upon pop, rock, folk, EDM, hip-hop, and reggae elements. Their most successful songs are Marching Band, Survive, and High School Dropout, and Little Dance. Okay, maybe we'll play a little couple of those tracks. A
couple of the hits.
Yeah, a couple of the hits. I don't know if there'll be anything like ours.
Yeah.
But
you definitely meant the for the EDM part, I guess,
yes.
right?
Yes, yeah. There's probably one for. Out there that sounds exactly the way yeah. we sounded.
How crazy would that be? We listen to the one song and it sounds exactly what we just came up with?
Yeah, man.
That would be super cool.
That would be... I'm suing. that's what I'm doing, okay? I'm going to be suing people. Musical style. The band reflects a diverse musical style combining EDM with live instrumental and vocals. They create unique form of alternative pop music, taking influence from rock, folk, EDM, hip-hop, and reggae elements. They began performing together in high school at the age of 16. They're known for their high-energy live shows with both members playing multiple instruments throughout the set. Good Lord. Age of 16. When I was 16 years old, I was just skipping school at DMCI and just going to Polo Park and just looking at just window shopping. You know what I mean? Like, these guys were already playing music and performing already. And
it sounds like someone ripped a poster in the back.
I mean, like, speaking of music, I mean, like, there's another type of instrument that is being played here.
Yes.
Like the...
the horn.
The brass.
The brass. Yeah. The brass horn.
The chocolate brass, bro. That's what's yes, being played trumpet. Right now.
Sorry, guys. I gotta tend to something here.
Smells like semen. No. No.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
That's Pride Month. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. So I found an article on them from the CTVnews.ca. They're from Halifax, by the way. So this one came from Atlantic CTV News. 1 month ago, Nova Scotia duo Neon Dreams won Album of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards. It seems like every like region has their own like music awards,
right?
But like you never hear about them.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? I just want to like look at that awards real quick because like I want to know who won it.
Like some, you big names, some big names, some big names that are some of these.
You would, tell us some of the big names.
You would think that like Classified would be there. When I think of like East Coast like musicians and stuff, Classified's like one of them that I think about the most. Let's see, we got here 2000 and let's go 2005. That seems like a pretty
a nice decent, a nice place to start.
Yeah, 2005,
almost 20 years ago.
A lifetime achievement award was presented to
Jad Arden,
legendary fiddler Buddy McMaster.
Ah, great name.
Yeah, that's a cool
legendary name. Fiddler.
Oh, another like well-known East Coaster is Trailer Park Boys.
What?
Aren't they from like the East Coast?
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah. Well, it says here that at the 2006 awards here that the event was hosted by the Trailer Park Boys.
Ah.
Mike Smith, Rob Wells, and John Trombley.
Yeah.
The guy who always holds the...
Julian.
Yeah, Julian, yeah. I'll be honest, guys. I've never watched one episode of the Trailer Park Boys.
Really? Eh?
That's shocking.
It's a bit of travesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Kenny versus Benny.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
You're really starting to piss him off.
Okay, dude. No, it's like when I try to. What about movies? When I was like,
when
you haven't
told
seen
you
that
I
movie?
Didn't watch Shawshank.
Yeah, man. I was about to start swinging, bro.
Almost got shanked in the bathroom.
To,
never
we're
mind.
We're about to play Rochambeau.
Holy dude!
Because you didn't watch
that classic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Shawshank. Yeah. I do that a lot. Like, I haven't watched all those critically acclaimed movies like everybody. Like I haven't seen The Green Mile.
It's because we're told to, and we don't really
kind of
against that.
But you watched The Pest like how many times?
Like probably like. 12,
but no one tells you to watch The Pest. Let me tell you,
13 times. Jeez, you know,
I think that's too many.
Maybe we're pushing it. You know, sometimes you just go there to see some classic humor.
One movie I think that I probably watched the most in my lifetime was probably Twister. I used to watch that movie, like the one
with
Bill
Helen
Paxton.
Hunt?
Yeah, and Bill Paxton.
Helen Hunt Prime.
Yeah, man. Mm. I used to watch that movie literally every day after I came home from school.
Really,
man.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
It really had a grip on you.
It did,
I just
man.
Don't understand. Like, it makes sense to watch, like, maybe a comedy every day.
Yeah. Right.
But you're going home and just watching, like, a nice dramatic...
Yeah, a movie. No, it
has some
tornadoes.
Comedy in it.
Yeah, well, is it called a comedy? Like a Twister comedy?
Not even. No. Like, it shouldn't be funny. Maybe it's ironically funny.
Maybe you're saying it is kind of funny, but I mean,
you're kind of sick, seeing cows get put through walls.
No.
It's funny. It's,
the characters are funny.
Yeah,
Helen Hunt Prime. Let's go back to this. That's really why every day after
Mad
school,
about you.
Yeah, Helen Hunt Prime, Paxton. Like, come on. I get why.
At the 2009 East Coast Music Awards, the event was hosted by serial sex offender Gian Gomeshi from CBC Radio.
No.
Just to throw that out there as well.
Really, eh?
Yeah, man.
They're very diverse with their hosts.
Exactly, man.
That's Pride Week.
That's wild. Yeah.
And then at the...
Wildin' for that one.
The 2014 held in Charlottetown PEI. Big shout-outs to them. The awards was hosted by Seamus O'Regan.
Just who's crickets. Who is that dude? Listen, if you know who that guy is, give us a call.
And then in 2017, multi-award winner was Classified.
Hey, there
so
he
finally,
is. There he is.
Yeah.
So finally he's being shouted out here. I
recognized.
I got like more big into Classified around like 2009, 2010. That's when he dropped, like, O Canada.
Okay.
Remember that song?
Inner Ninja was huge.
Yeah, Inner Ninja was pretty big, yeah. And
I think.
Yeah, I was really into his CDs there for a couple of years, and he just kept making more and more. I was like, it's too much.
Can't keep up with it.
Too much Classified.
Way too much. The album called The Good, The True, and The Beautiful comes out on Friday. Here's some quotes from them. It's a hero's journey. Inward journey that I've gone through, said Frank Cadillac.
Yeah.
Most people go through the spiritual journey, whether they know it or not. It's almost like Lord of the Rings. Nice.
Wow, heavy.
You know.
What is that?
You start.
House says.
Yeah.
You know, like Lord of the Rings.
What?
Just the three,
it's like
you
the
know,
dance.
Movie. 9-hour journey.
Walking. Just a movie about walking.
Yeah.
Walking.
It's almost like the Lord of the Rings, you know. You start in the Shire, then you have to go into the world and discover all these things and go through these trials and tribulations. It's just an important part of my life. I wanted to give back to our fans. Serious question. Have you ever watched any Lord of the Rings?
No.
Good Lord.
Wow.
What? Come on. I get just it. There's on. A ring. There's
Dude,
a ring.
Can you believe it?
Dude, your favorite movie from 2019 was The Penguins, bro. The Madagascar.
Yeah, that was a great movie, dude. Listen, I will hold that up to any other movie that year.
Any no, Lord of
or any
Rings
other
movie.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Fellowship.
Yeah. You know? Two Towers.
The Two Towers, yeah.
Yeah, when they came down, I was watching the Penguins movie.
Yes, sir. Cadillac said each track on the album embodies an astrological sign. Ooh. The first track is Big Ocean, and it's watery. Cadillac said. It's Pisces.
What? All right.
Pisces are always in their head and creative and wondering about a lot of things. Cool.
What about Capricorn? Find it. What's that song like?
I think that's probably the noise that you're making here inside. Here.
The brass, bro.
Yeah, the chocolate brass, man. And in case anyone's wondering if they're having any shows coming up, they're going to be playing on Canada Day tomorrow in Ottawa. For a special personal show for our very own Justin Trudeau.
Get out of here.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Nice private show.
I mean, awesome.
And then they're playing on July 11th at in Nova Scotia. A lot of, like, as you would guess, probably a lot of East Coast shows. But in September, though, on September 18th, they're going to be playing in South Africa in the great city of Pretoria.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So it's gonna be great if you're in the area, South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. If you're headed that way, feel free to check out the show.
Yeah,
could be nice. Could be fun.
Could be sweet, man. All right. So, you know, let's hop into a couple more tracks here from our featured artist of the show. Who the hell are Neon Dreams?
Oh yeah, right.
That's right.
All right. Let's get into this. Album title track here with
this is music.
Which is the
oh my god.
This is the good, the true, and the beautiful here at CW.
95.9.
Takes photographs of things he loves. He's an honest man. Somehow finds new life in Mary Jane. He takes photographs of the one he loves. He's an honest man. With the world he fought for paid him back in pain. His home for something new with just a bag and torn up shoes. He spoke truth to those who could hear it and opened their hearts with his spirit. But none knew the weight of his burden and none knew the pain of a good man. I heard he did it all for them. It's true. It's true.
Your head and back. about to win the race in the F1. Backflip, winning kick in the World Cup. Championship ring, half court shot. And you think they would notice when love is flowing through me?
But fallen angels with memory loss. Every now and then we find the little love we had. All halos and wings clipped off. But it's not the end, is it? We used to laugh loud, dance in the rain. Gemini seasons filled with snakes. We had a bond that no one could break. But we went and fell for it. I'm tired. Our stories over the years, like Jack and Jill to Romeo and Juliet. We had our glory replaced with fear, but it's not the end, is it? I know it's out there, a better life, somewhere past stars and the satellites. We had a fire that never died, but we went and fell for it. I'm tired.
Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. We've been listening to our featured artist of the show, Neon Dreams, from their brand new album, The Good, The True, and The Beautiful. And that definitely describes the hosts of the current show right now. We just played their the self-titled track there, The Good, The True, and The Beautiful. And then we played Thankful For You, and then Stardust, and Adam and Eve.
Stardust.
And
are we all just Stardust?
Let's not go there.
All right.
Speaking of not going there, let's get into a little bit of weather.
Well, whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. And this is the weather. Whether you like it or not. Of course, brought to you by World Wrestling Lubrication, your number one lubrication for all score-settling situations. If you want to fight, grab the lube. And then, of course, we got Goblin Energy Drink sitting right over here. We got three cans. We're ready to go Goblin Energy Drink. Go Goblin Mode.
Yes, man.
All right. The weather.
Yes.
It's been up and down, topsy-turvy, here and there. Let's talk about it. Today, sunny. High of 22. Clearing in the afternoon and tonight, increasing cloudiness just before the morning, with a low of 13. So high 22 and a low of 13 tonight. Looks like it's a pretty good day, though. Monday, July 1st. Mainly cloudy, periods of rain beginning early in the morning. Risk of a thunderstorm.
No.
High of 18. Showers at the nighttime with a low of 15. Okay. Oh. Okay. It's about to get sexy. That bass lit a ride. Tuesday, we got periods of rain with a high of 22, cloudy periods with a low of 15. Wednesday, sun in the sky with a high of 25 and a low of 15.
Ooh.
Thursday, we got sun in the sky yet again, high of 24 and a low of 14.
Whoa.
Friday, we're getting hotter. High of 28 and a low of 17.
Whoa.
And then Saturday brings us down a little bit by 1 degree. With a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers, and a high of 27. Low yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were to ask me, hey, Jess, what's the highest? What's the best day for hitting the beach?
Yeah.
I'm going Friday. High 28. Yeah. Take your pants off and go in the ocean. Swim around. What's the worst day?
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it's going to be tomorrow, to be honest.
Canada Day, of course.
Yeah, mainly cloudy. We got the rain, blah, 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 yada, yada. High of 18. It's more my style, though. We're sitting at 18, mainly sunny.
Yep.
It's 10:56. And that has been your weather, whether you like it or not.
Bringing that heat. That whether you like it or not, putting a little haktu on the weather, whether you like it or not, spitting on that thing.
Spit on that thing.
That has taken the social media world by storm.
Yeah, how does one become viral, man? You know what? You can plan this thing for weeks, months on end.
Yep.
On how to be a viral sensation and fail miserably. And all it takes is one random interview.
Yep.
Of you saying the right thing at the right time, I guess, where people are listening, I guess. And then you blow up.
Yeah.
You absolutely blow up for saying something dumb. As far as dumb as hell, really, right? Let's be honest. And now she's just recently been on like a Luke Bryan concert.
No way.
Singing with him on stage and stuff like that.
What?
And it's just like, all you did was say Hawk Tui.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
And it's not like she invented that term.
Spit on that thing.
It's not like she invented that term.
She didn't.
It's a really well-known term.
why did you?
Don't worry about it.
He invented the action.
I should have said it first. You know what? Yeah, end of the day, we just never know what the heck is gonna entice us to... I don't know. Who shared that between us first?
Honestly, I don't remember.
No? I feel like Dustin might have even sent that to us first or something like that. And we're like, haha, laughed about it. And all of a sudden, days go by, and all of a sudden, poof, this thing blows up. And we're like, oh, dang.
Did it blow up that because was a of thing. Dustin?
It's crazy. It's really
that was
crazy.
A thing, right?
It's like, it's not a new term. I've heard this before. You know what I mean? It just so happens that this woman in this time gets all...
It's just...
It's like the Edmonton chick who happened to whip her fun bags out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a lack for a better term.
You don't have to use.
That's the medical term.
Yeah. My brother's a doctor. Yeah. So
he knows.
Yeah. And
we're gonna work on two fun bags today.
And now she has a contract from Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All because she decided to do this. Now, if I'm at the game.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm having a good time in the Oil One. And I decide that I'm just going to whip out what I have, what God gave me.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I have a criminal record.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're on
I'm not allowed in the building again.
You're on the top of the sex offender list.
100%.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So how come I can't do that, but she can?
Where's
how
the
come?
Equality? Where's the equality? I thought
I
we were changing.
I just want to be treated equally.
When's your next...
That's so sad, man.
When's your next like sporting event you're going to attend?
Dude, there's a kids tournament coming up.
splash pad thing? Is that when you're going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe the Sea Bears?
Yeah.
I'm going to see Bear It All.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Who wants to see me Bear It All?
Yeah.
And no one's really listening?
The Blue Bombers. Maybe, yeah.